Last year, about two-thirds of Michigan voters approved the legalization of marijuana for severely ill patients. That inspired State Representative Mark Pocan and State Senator John Erpenbach to push, again, for legalized medical marijuana in Wisconsin. Erpenbach says Michigan's law gives credibility to their cause.
They're in Michigan saying, okay, look, this is fine, there's nothing wrong with this. And we're also being very careful to try and make it really specific to what we are doing here in Wisconsin. We are definitely proposing that you're going to need a doctor's note for this. We're going to have a nonprofit corporation dispense and distribute marijuana when it's necessary.
The Jackie Rickert Medical Marijuana Act is named for a 58-year-old Mondovi resident with several chronic ailments affecting her bones and joints. Jackie Rickert says she's been on cannabis therapy since the 1990s, and it's helped her endure both pain and nausea.
I was down to 68 pounds. My daughter was actually carrying me from room to room to be bathed, anything like that. And finally I was told, if we can't get weight on you, you will die. Well, I'm a heavyweight now. I'm 94 pounds.
The bill also now includes PTSD as a qualifying condition. If passed, Wisconsin would become the 14th state to legalize medical marijuana. Opponents say patients are best helped with tested and approved drugs that are already legal. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.